Here's a little story to get you in the mood for Valentine's Day. We all know there's an art to kissing, but a science? Today's issue of the journal Nature features a scientific analysis of how people kiss, specifically how they hold their heads. Turns out most tilt to the right when they go in for a smooch, just like most favor the right hand and right foot. Owner Gunterken is a professor of biopsychology at Ruhr University in Germany. He did research to test his theory that people's preference for the right side develops very early on, even before birth. And Gunterken says watching people kiss was the perfect experiment.
You need a test where the people are free to turn their head either to the left or to the right, and where the people do not think of being part of an experiment. So kissing seemed to be the right thing to study.
How did you go about this? Now, as I understand this, you watch people kissing without them knowing it.
Yes, exactly. The easiest way would, of course, been to go to a high school party somewhere here in the vicinity and to look for youngsters kissing each other. But then, of course, I would sample from a very local population and possibly with very local habits. So I had to dissolve the cultural issue, and I did that by going to large international airports where people from all over the world comes together, and I did that in three countries, so United States, Germany, and Turkey.
And how many couples did you observe?
124. It sounds not so much for 2.5 years of observing, but you know, this cheek kissing had to be observed, and of course I had to delete all data points where the people were not facing each other or carrying a large bag which could tilt them into one direction. So I had to go with 124, and the data were very clear. There is a 2-to-1 dominance of right-sided kissers, and that's exactly the proportion we find for footedness and eye dominance and ear dominance, and that really strengthens the thought that these issues are really related and might start very early in life, even before birth.
Couldn't it just be also just habit and habituation? This is what we grow up with. This is what we see. This is...
Yes, of course. Of course. But I mean, habit has a source. So how do you develop this habit? And why do people all over the world develop this habit? And if you observe that all over the world in so many people, and this is tightly related to many other asymmetries of the brain, then of course the conclusion is very likely that this is not a cultural habit, but a habit developed from a biological asymmetry.
So what do you conclude from this? What's your ultimate conclusion?
The conclusion is that a habit, an asymmetry, which starts on a genetic basis before birth, creates the self-wiring of our brain in an asymmetrical way. So many things of the functioning of our brain and the behavior of our body related to footedness, handedness, and so on could be determined by something which is so subtle, so small, and which starts before birth.
Now, I know this was not part of your study, but do you have any thoughts or theories on the best kissers, who the best kissers are?
I always think that Turkish people are the best kissers, but this is my very personal view.
And you yourself are?
Yes.
Turkish. Well, thank you very much, Professor.
Okay.
Owner Gunterken is a professor of biopsychology at Ruhr University in Germany.